69, 215, 110. I'm going down Highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down Highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down Highway 110 listening to a podcast in my big old pickup truck.
Hey, it's Deeper, and welcome to another episode of the 110 Podcast, a podcast where I usually talk about one song in 10 minutes. But this week, I have an in-studio guest. I have Marisa from Velodrome. I'm very excited to have you here. We're trying something new.
Thank you for having me.
Third time's a charm. We've recorded a song, and do you want to tell us about the song?
So it's an acoustic version of Villanelle, which on the recording, there's a lot of like heavy distorted guitar. And I know you wanted to do like a live acoustic version. So I thought it would be good to pick a song that sounds really different without, you know, the electric, the distortion. So hopefully it worked.
I love it. And I didn't know what song you were bringing. Villanelle is off of Morbid Adoration from your 2023 EP. I was really excited when you started playing this because I loved Killing Eve. I didn't finish it. Like, I have to admit, like, I didn't finish
it.
Like, I think it was, like, it wasn't on whatever I had at the, like, streaming service, like, the last season. So I still have that. And I think it's on now. But now I just, like, I only watch TV in the summer. Like, if I'm binging something. So, yeah, I do have to finish it. But I did love it. Like, what I did watch, like, I loved it. I was excited to hear that. So with that, we're going to play the song. And then we'll be back.
Languishing behind a desk, daydreams of a life at risk. Careful what you're wishing for, you might just get it all and more. Blindsided, thrown into the fray. She's a trained assassin. Your prey. Your obsession will destroy family, friends caught in her ploy. Femme fatale or psychopath, you know there's no turning back. With her morbid adoration, she'll steal your heart. She'll try to impress you. Murder is art. You still pretend. Can you really walk away from the one true thing you crave? She'll suck you in. You'll pull her strings. Sometimes when you love someone, you'll do crazy things. Crazy. Don't call her bitch. Don't call her Oksana. Her name is Villanelle.
Alrighty, so that was beautiful. I loved it. Thank you for just bringing something new to the podcast, because like I said, like it's usually stripped down, it's usually on acoustic, but you brought your electric and your pedals, and that's okay because we try new things here.
Yeah, well, thank you for accommodating me. Yeah,
I was telling you when we weren't recording that I was like, Rod was just like, bring her over, and like it's fine, like we have the cable. And I was like, no, like we need to do a test run, right? And then of course when we did the test run, Rod brought out the cable and he's like, yeah, I have the wrong cable. Gotta buy another cable. So yeah. So that was just, I was like, yeah, see, this is why we test run things. And I did want to talk to you about your instrumental, like your instrument learning journey, I guess. I don't know what you would call it.
Yeah.
Your musical journey. But you started learning to play drums a little over 2 years ago. And I just was wondering, has learning to play the drums changed the way you write guitar parts or approach songs?
So you would think the answer would be yes. That was sort of the original intention. It hasn't really so far. The one thing that I did do was add a drum track to, I don't know if you know the song, Sally's Song from Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah. So that originally, like, it doesn't have drums behind it, but I wanted to do a cover. And I'm like, okay, as a challenge to myself, I'm going to add a drum track. So that was after I started learning, and I mean, hopefully it was successful. But other than that, for new songs that I've written myself, it hasn't really, I guess, changed the way that I write or the way that I think about. Hopefully it will in the future at some point. Yeah. But I mean, it did help me understand, like, when I'm listening to other bands too, I'm like, okay, now I understand toms. Like, I never really understood that part of the drum kit or drum set before. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely been helpful, I think.
And I just want to put it out there, you are looking to to play in another band.
You're gonna play drums. I would love to do that. That would be really fun for me. Yeah, anyone needs a drummer.
Yeah, just putting it out there. And what is something you wish you could tell your younger self about making music?
That's a really good question. I would say it's really important to just believe in yourself, like listen to your gut and not let other people's negativity bring you down, or, you know, make you doubt yourself or make you want to quit. And that's a really hard thing to do.
Yeah,
I think. But yeah, I mean, I would say that to anybody who wants to make music. Yeah. Just if you have an idea or a vision or something that you're really passionate about, just go with it. And yeah,
it's really hard. Like when, like as a songwriter, like I struggle of like what's going to hit. And then I think I'm harder on myself because I try and write, like, work in comedy to my songs. That fear of like, oh, this isn't going to hit, or like it's too long before we get to like the funny part.
Okay, got it.
Like
yeah.
I struggle with like that a lot, but sometimes I just have to be like, you know what it is, and you just have to like play, and you're not going to know until you take it out of the house.
Well, I think your stuff's very funny, so.
Thank you. Appreciate that. But yeah, the things we would tell our younger selves.
Yeah. And then also, like, not every song is going to be, or you're not going to be successful with everything. And it's okay to abandon things sometimes, but, you know, just, you should really try and go for it and follow your gut instinct. Yeah.
Is there a song in the Velodrome catalog that feels especially personal to you, even if listeners might not realize it?
Another good question. I feel like when songwriters write songs from like their personal experiences, you know, that always kind of comes through. And I think that the stuff that I wrote earlier was way more personal, like from like young adult angst or whatever.
Yeah.
And now I try to take it from a perspective of, or what are people going to be able to relate to more on a broader scale. But I would say the one song that I wrote recently that I am really proud of, and I think kind of is like the epitome of my ethos, I guess, would be Into the Bliss. And again, it's that whole follow your gut, like find your bliss, fall into the bliss, jump into the bliss.
And then that was the latest EP, right?
No, the one before, the latest one was Count to Three.
Yeah.
So it was Morbid Adoration. But that song also, like, I really struggled with. It was a hard one for me to write. And in the end, I mean, I'm glad I kept pushing. Like, I feel like it just all kind of came together in the end. But
I just want to shout out and say that you were on the Listening Party podcast, and that's when I learned that the full album, like these songs were written, you know, I think you said like 10 years ago at the time.
The first album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
most of them. That's how we started the band. I'm like, oh, I have all these old songs. That's just, yeah.
Did you have to finish them with the band or you already had them?
No, finished? I had them. I had them like as demos with a drum machine. And that's what I played for Danielle and Zachary. And again, like Zachary just made it so much better with real drums. And yeah.
Amazing musician, Zachary.
Shout out to Zachary.
He's also in Bicycats Cats. So
yeah, I think sometimes he feels a little underappreciated, maybe. I don't know.
Isn't that all drummers in general?
right.
Like I'm back. They get a bad rap.
Right. Yeah.
You can't see me, but you can hear me.
They kind of make the band. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, definitely shout out to all the drummers out there. And I guess that's like one thing that I also struggle with is like, how long do I spend like on this song? And there'll be songs that are like, all right, well, I guess like I have a little bit and I'll come back to it. But then there are songs that just like eat away at you. Like, do you get that feeling? Like,
you mean like you can't stop thinking about it kind of a thing?
Yeah, because it's unfinished. Like,
there's only, I think, one song that I was never able to finish. Mm. I just didn't know what to do with it. But,
I don't know. Like, I'm having that issue. And it just recently happened. I have this like song and I was just like, I love this. I love the first half. I love the chorus. And I was like, but I don't know what comes next. Yeah. And I was like, and the first part is like so good. Well, in my mind or whatever. Like,
right. Living room. You're like, yeah, I've got a great hook or chorus or whatever.
Yeah. But I was like, and it's different. And like, I don't know, I was just like really inspired by it. And I felt I was like channeling all these other artists and stuff in my head. And then I was like, but I don't know how to end it. And I was like, cause it has to be just as good as like the first half. And I don't know, I was struggling with that. So
have you ever collaborated with someone and had someone like listen to it and maybe offer ideas or no, you just work alone?
Not besides Rod. And then Rod doesn't give me, he's like, it sounds good.
Right. Like, or have you ever tried putting maybe combining elements of two different songs?
Maybe I just gotta try that. Maybe I'll take it to somebody. That's hard too. I mean, I like to play it like live. I think it's just better live. But I've sent like just like the audio, like crappy audio recordings to like, shout out to Seaflow and Avi. Maybe I gotta do that more, or like Jericho.
Put it aside and then come back to it later. Maybe inspiration will hit.
Yeah. When you look back at when Velodrome first started, what's something you didn't expect would matter as much as it does now?
I think just having music in my life, because, before Velodrome, I hadn't played music in over 10 years and I kind of sort of stopped listening actively as well. And, part of me was like, oh, I'm too busy with stuff or I'm too old or whatever. But now that I've really gotten back into it, I can't imagine not having music in my life, like doing something, you know, whether it's continuing with Velodrome or learning a new instrument or whatever. I don't know if that's really the answer you're looking for. But
no, yeah, that really resonates with me, like because I've always loved music. Like, I mean, Rod and I have always loved music. I think that's like what brought us together and stuff, and that's a lot of our relationships and our connections with a lot of friends was music. Like, so I can't imagine like my life without it. But and like now, so even more like playing, it just takes it to a whole different level. Like, I mean, but you knew how to play, and then you know, like from like my parents did not support like the playing aspect, I guess. So it's like, okay, you can have a guitar, but like, we're going to fill your schedule with so much other stuff that you're not going to have time to practice the guitar.
Like, well, you know, no, I mean, my parents were like, it was like, oh yeah, it's a good hobby to have, but we don't want you to actually be a musician, you know, for a living.
And even now my mom, like, somehow, some way my family, like my aunts and stuff and cousins found out that I do music. And it's different when you're singing about inappropriate stuff and your family finds out. It's because I don't think they understand that it's comedy and that it should be like,
oh, really?
There's a little bit of sarcasm to it. Yeah. And they're the older generation. So I just don't think
they don't.
If they were to find it, actually like find it. But so my aunts found out and they were asking my mom about it, I guess, because they were trying to find my actual like name, you know, and they were looking up my name. She's like, well, it doesn't come up. And then my dad was like, well, it's under deeper. And my mom was like so upset. And she's like, I don't know. She just plays coffee shop. But like my cousins know, like my younger cousins know, but I guess they didn't want to just straight up like show them or whatever. But I just thought it was funny that
your cousins think it's cool. Trust me.
Oh yeah, definitely. Like they've come to see me or they've tried and like we support each other. Like one of my cousins is a DJ and stuff. Oh, okay. So, I guess they get it, but like the aunties, you know, like,
right. Yeah.
Generation. But yeah. Anyways. But just to say like, I mean, it took me like moving out of like my parents' house, you know, to like, I'm going to do this now.
Right. Like, to feel like you can do it. Like you don't need their permission anymore.
Be like, I know I'm disappointing you, but at least I don't have to see it in your house. But yeah. And then I just do what I do. And my mom asks, she's like, when do you have a show? You know, I'm like, yes,
I bet deep down inside, she's really proud of you. She just doesn't know how to.
No, she's been to a show. She said nothing afterwards and we never talked about it ever again.
Oh no.
But anyways, that what you said really just to say like really resonated with me. Like I don't think I could I can't imagine my life without like it. Music, especially like I said, like so many connections with friends and stuff. So and like I've met so many cool people like you and like all the people that have been like on the 110 and the LPP and just people that you like. I just think that's really special when you can connect
the
and talk
community
about
right that you build and
it's
nice.
I mean obviously I follow you on Instagram. Do you want to give out your Instagram's handles?
Sure. It's Velodrone the band, so VELODRONE the band. A lot of people think it's Velodrome. Mm-hmm. Like you know the track where you the racetrack that the bicycles ride on, but yeah, Velodrone, like drones, cameras in the air. Velodrone the band Instagram.
I've just seen your posts and how those inspirational posts about like art being a form of hope and stuff and just like there's a political aspect to it right now because of what like
for
the
sure
US is going through right now. So I just wanted to ask in this political climate, how important is it to create?
Oh, extremely. I mean, you hear all the time that like, I mean, basically I feel like they're trying to take away your joy or, you know, your hope. And that's what making music, you know, is all about. And if you can continue to express yourself and can continue to create, I mean, I think it also helps inspire other people to do the same thing and to raise their voices and to be vocal and not to shy away and give up.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We've talked about this with other artists that just like, art is like a form of protest, whether it's music, whether it's poetry. Yes. I mean, and we're supposed to have that right. So,
absolutely.
Our opinions and stuff. So I want to thank you for taking the time to come down here and record your song and take this time to chat with me. Like, I really appreciate you and I appreciate your music. I'm just so excited. I get so nervous, but then I just get like so excited. I don't know what it is. Like, I don't know how to describe it. And then I get all like hyped up and then I'm like, okay, like we're here, we're chill, like try and be in the moment.
Oh, thank you so much for asking. I mean, it's so nice. I was telling someone the other day that I was going to do this and I'm like, it's so awesome that you support these local bands who, you know, might not have a way to promote themselves and like you said, you know, just meeting you and Rod, I mean, you guys are great and I love what you guys are doing. So thank you too.
But thank you. You're one of the, your record's in there somewhere, but it is going up on the wall in the office soon. There's a few signed records from local bands that we want to put up like the, in the office. We want to display those like proudly and stuff. So we're working on that. Just wanted to tell you that. And I hope to catch a show soon. Do you have anything to plug?
I'm just working on new material right now. Mm-hmm. And hope to get back in the recording studio. Mm-hmm. We don't have any live shows planned at the moment, but again, if you go to our Instagram, I always post there. Yeah. So,
and then I always repost.
Yes, you do. Thank you so much for doing that.
So yeah, like if I catch it, but yeah, I'm usually like you're one of the top ones. Like, yeah, but I appreciate you taking the time to sit here with me and chat with me. Alrighty, so no episode next week. Rod and I get a little break and we'll be back the week after with episode 181. Thank you for listening. I hope you listen next time to check out a small band or artist. Say hi to your dog for me. Bye.